This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the radio waves, what is the maximum amount of Yorkshire Terriers you can fit in one house? We'll find out.
How big is the house? Yep.
I don't know, but there's a lot
it
of...
It seems like a really important question.
Yeah, we'll find that out coming up here tonight. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Daryl, who, if you give me enough information, can calculate the number of dogs you can fit in a house.
And Mark.
All right, so anything goes here on Free Talk Live. Of course, you are invited also via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And I have to apologize. This is what I get for announcing a guest in advance.
I generally
have a rule against doing this, but we generally
have a rule against guests.
That's true. Not that this is a bad guest or anything like that. He's Charlie Shrem. He was supposed to be on with us tonight, but he's sleep-deprived and has asked us to put it off till tomorrow. But due to the upcoming Somalia Fest and the way scheduling is going to work out, we're probably going to have to pre-record that interview and then air it on Friday. So we'll see. We'll let you know as that develops. Charlie was going to be talking with us about Jax, JAXX.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, Bitcoin cryptocurrency wallets.
And the BIP 148 controversy that is coming down the pike in the cryptocurrency world.
Big controversy that is hurtling towards us on August 1st. Which could mean for multiple bitcoins, one bitcoin splitting into multiple different chains.
One coin to rule them all.
It may not be one more bitcoin after August 1st. We don't know. There's so many different possibilities of what could happen with this, what's called the user-activated soft fork. And everybody, there's different sides in this fight, and they're just now gearing up, and they're getting their softwares prepared to have digital geek battle, and it's scary, and nobody knows what's going to happen to Bitcoin. So
somebody's going to roll a 20-sided die and then make a decision based off of whatever number pops up, because that's what geeks do.
We might be better off if it was a 20-sided die, because then there would only be 20 possibilities of what could happen. At this point, there is no limit to, as I understand it, from the research I've done.
20 possibilities, plus then you have the multiplier of how many times you roll the die, so there's the multiplier effect.
Okay, I thought we were just rolling the die once. But, so there's a lot of options for this user-activated soft fork, and it is not good.
Yeah, and it's just one of the many acronyms out there. I'm going for the Miner Initiated Light Fork.
I don't know what that is.
It's a MILF.
Let's go to the phones.
Is that a real thing?
Let's talk to Stephen. I'm not sure which. In Los Angeles, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Stephen, thanks. So, so I had a question. Any of you, I'd love to hear your opinions, but I know that Mark is a father, and so I thought maybe he'd be able to offer some insight. I have a 2-year-old son, and I'm looking to, do some non-aggressive parenting / discipline. And every book I come across seems counter to that. Every parenting or discipline book seems counter to that. And I'm wondering, if anybody, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Mark, might have any book recommendations for that kind of thing or any other resources that I might be able to look into.
I think you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I don't have a computer sitting right in front of me, but I believe Alfie Cohen has some book out that...
I thought you were against the nonviolent parenting thing.
I'm not a big fan, but I think you should have lots of information.
Or peaceful parenting, I guess, would be the name of that terminology, where you never... in any circumstance, use
discipline of
force
any sort
against your child.
Let the kid touch the hot stove.
Let him run into traffic.
No, I guess I'm still not 100% decided on it. If there's no other way than to be a little aggressive, then I guess I'm going to need to. I would just like to avoid it if at all possible.
I think that's a worthy thing to do. Like, I don't support spanking children, but at the same time, I also don't oppose pulling, a child out of the street to avoid being hit by an oncoming bus or vehicle or something like that. And then, of course, the peaceful parent types will go, sometimes they'll go to the extreme of not even, you know, making their kids brush their teeth. It's like, oh, yeah, go ahead, eat all that candy, and then... Yeah, as though the child is going to pay the dental bills.
Right, as though you can reason with the child and explain to the to somebody who's having a very difficult time figuring out what's going to happen in an hour, what might happen in a decade. And I, you know, that's not the kind of parenting that we do in my household. You know, we use punishments. We've never had to spank. We've used timeouts. So few. I would guess.
What's an effective punishment with Jack?
It's very simple. You give them a tablet, and then you take it away. And, you know, ultimately, it is – I mean, I don't even have to do it for – when I was – when we got groundings, my friend got grounded from his video game when I was a kid, it would be like for a week. I'm talking about 10 minutes. You just say, look, it's 10 minutes off of your 1 hour per day. You know, that's not a huge amount of time, but if you're you know, consistent with it and they know that you're going to take that 10 minutes, then by God, it's that easy.
It's motivating.
Because, wham, you know, behavioral change immediately.
Huh.
And,
totally.
You know, for those people that say something to the effect of, now, I don't know how you're going to, like, with a two-year-old, I think redirection's a better system. You know, show them something that's more interesting than whatever they're doing is wrong. But, you know, once they get a bit older, they're going to be interested in, you know, tablets and computers. And those are things that we all use throughout our lives. I'd be a big old fat hypocrite if I said, it'll be no computer for you, but I will spend all of my day on one.
You're not the one in trouble. That's not done to make you a hypocrite.
It doesn't have to do with trouble, though. Many parents don't think you should let your kid look at a screen.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't.
Want your child to, you know, be able to adapt to the 21st century, then they're going to have to look at screens.
No, I think you're saying as a form of punishment.
No, you're
on timeout. You don't get to see screen at all.
He's saying in general.
No, I'm saying in general. Many parents don't let their kids look at screens.
I'm surprised by
what
that. Today in the year 2017, there are many parents who don't let their kids have a computer.
I would believe that there are a number, and that number could be as low as one.
One.
Go to the Waldorf schools and see what they have to say about things like watching movies and that sort of thing.
Really?
There were literally kids at the Waldorf school that didn't know who Superman was.
How does somebody not know the world's most famous illegal immigrant that's all about truth, justice, and the American way?
They're not allowed to read comic books either?
Look, that's it.
Comic books don't come on screens. They're paper.
I thought that Waldorf schools were like progressive or something.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of progressives, buddy.
Well, I would call that regressive if somebody's not using the technology of the day in school. Anyway, Stephen, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thanks for the information, guys. Appreciate it.
Good luck out there. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, mostly I think that parents have to figure out the parenting style that works for them. There's a lot of good advice out there. And then there are a lot of people that will give you advice on how to parent.
Everybody knows how to parent.
Yeah. People that have kids, people that don't have kids, people that had kids. Yeah. Everybody's got a system, right? They'll starve them. They'll eat whatever the hell you want them to eat after you starve them. Or, you know, what? I mean, I've been told everything.
Was that the Rothbard School of Parenting?
There's a libertarian joke for you. I think that you've got to figure something out that works for you. You've got to figure something out that works for your kid. They're all the parents and all the kids are different. Just remember that if you're gritting your teeth and not having fun while you're doing it, you are doing it wrong. This is supposed to be a relationship. Relationships are supposed to be fun. If you aren't enjoying yourself, then you need to change the paradigm of the relationship because you can't give them back. Stuck with them.
Related headline from The Onion back in 2011. Study finds every style of parenting produces disturbed, miserable adults. Is it possible you just can't get it perfectly right?
I am of that opinion that humans are a species of primate that exists on want, distress, upset,
fear,
greed. Like, you name the seven deadly sins, and they're not deadly for no reason at all.
Our toll-free number, whether you want to talk parenting or 170, Yorkshire Terriers in one household.
What was it?
170.
Oh, so now we get to calculate how big is the house.
There's a picture.
Five bedroom.
We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. And, oh, yeah, apparently some congressman got shot today. We should talk about that first. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want coming up. If we get the chance, we'll give you an update on that young man that was arrested in North Korea. You might remember that was like a year or so ago. He has been released, unfortunately.
In a coma.
Yeah, he's near death. So we'll.
Marco's in a coma. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's pretty sad stuff.
Yeah.
We can get into that. And your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, or Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, where we've got Stefan in Ohio on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
I was thinking about this earlier. I'm actually going to talk about something that's non-political tonight. I was having a discussion.
Sure.
Why do you think it's socially acceptable to eat like a pig, for example, to most people?
In what circumstance?
Like, for example, like bacon or ham, things like that.
To literally eat a pig. Okay, I thought you meant eat like a pig, like shoveling food into your mouth with your hands.
That's
or something.
Also what I thought right. He meant. Or sorry. Eating out of a trough. Eating, what's that stuff? Milk bread?
Yeah, that's waste food that we used to feed.
And
our pigs,
every pig gets a donut?
Every pig gets a donut every day at Ed.
Okay, so by eat like a pig, you meant eat a pig.
Yeah, like eating a pig, yeah.
Okay.
Why do some people think it's acceptable to eat pigs?
But not some other animals, like dogs or cats, for example.
Good question. Mark, you're a farmer. You did some pig raising and slaughtering. What do you think?
Well, I think that, it's just social norms, really, is what it comes down to, is pigs are a great example because they're a very intelligent animal. They're as smart as dogs. So if you're going to claim...
Some would say smarter.
If they are, I wouldn't tell you as a pig farmer that that's true. I'm certain some pigs are smarter than some dogs.
Okay, there you go.
But
there's a bell curve, yes.
Yeah, there's going to be a bell curve, and that pigs and dogs are probably pretty close. Now, I would say the difference is that dogs have had 50,000 years of evolution and selection towards pleasing us. Pigs have not had that same amount of time. So you'll find pigs, the bell curve is much flatter on pigs wanting to please you as it is for dogs. There are still some bad dogs out there, but pigs, you know.
Pigs aren't narcs.
What do you mean?
Well, dogs will, like, start taking jobs with the cops and narc people out. Pigs don't do that.
Well, I would tell you that a pig's going to do what a pig's told to do. If it's, like, if the police start looking for truffles, they will probably, use some pigs at some point.
They don't use pigs anymore.
They mostly use dogs. They're a better choice for truffle finding. There's a lot of hot-nosed hounds out there, and they don't care anything about the taste of truffles. You get a hot-nosed pig looking for truffles, and they're going to eat them, and that's the problem. And a pig will get to 800 pounds, so if you're trying to pull a pig off of truffles, you're going to need an axe handle, and it may not work.
But let's go back to the original question, and there are some cultures to where it's perfectly acceptable to eat dog or cat
or large rats. But the progressives are using, move on and whatever, different sources out there that they can get petitions on to try to shame these cultures that eat dogs and that sort of thing. I believe that Haitians are known for eating wild cat, too. So anything out there is, there's some dogs and
some
cats.
And then if you go to India and you expect to be able to get a hamburger, go to another country because you can't get a hamburger here.
I'm pretty sure it's insulting to ask for a hamburger in India, would be my guess. So there's
depending on the part of the country, because in the Hindu part, cows are sacred.
Yeah.
Cows are friends. They're family in a lot of cases.
Yeah, the only answer I have for you, Stefan, is that it just comes down to social norms. People, would love to show pictures of puppies hanging out with piglets and saying, why would you eat one and love the other? Well, the fact is that...
I'd eat your little husky dog if you were going to, cook him up. I'm not going to come over to your house and kill your dog because that would just... you know, not be a nice thing to do
but
to
if
somebody.
You're going to kill your dog and serve it to somebody.
But if you, you know, if your dog was, you know, like living a normal life and, oh, it got run over by a car and, you know, like most of the meat's still good, yeah, go ahead and eat it.
I think that we equate, and humans, I think, generally do this, but certainly in this culture, we equate death and pain. So if an animal is dispatched in a humane fashion, we all have the same end. We're all going to die.
Right.
What you wouldn't ask for is a long, painful death, which is what's likely to happen as you grow old and die. Nature certainly doesn't provide you with a long, painful death. It's usually relatively short, but it's not going to be as short as a farmer is going to provide.
I don't think that all of the, you know, like, which animals are acceptable to eat is based on culture, because they're, you know, people within, you know, like a 50-mile radius of where we live that might be like, I would never eat a squirrel, and then other people go out squirrel hunting.
So it might also be the emotional attachment a lot of people have with their pets,
sure,
for example, that would prevent that. Like, I'm sure Oliver Douglas wouldn't want you killing Arnold and eating him either, but, you know, the little pig from Green Acres. So I guess one of the bigger parts of it would probably be like, hey, I have a cat. I wouldn't want somebody to eat Snowflake, so why would I go into the wild and eat somebody else's cat?
Well, it's not somebody else's cat, and that's really what it comes down to, is sort of the love. I'm not killing any more of my pigs. I just don't want to have to kill my friends. There's been a couple of incidences at my house where what happens is that I love the animal, and then I can't do the deed at the very end as efficiently as I would like to do it, and there's a bit more suffering that I would like to see, and that's what I was trying to eliminate in the first place. So I'm not killing any more of my animals, but if you need a pig done, I can help. I certainly know how to do it. So that's kind of the difference is it all comes down to, you know, who you love and that sort of thing. When you start transferring those feelings onto other, you know, animals, oh, I love my dog and I don't want to get the deer. Well, if you don't want to eat the deer, the fact is that those giant forest rats are going to overpopulate and they're going to eat up all the crops that you vegetarians want.
Yeah, and then there are some states to where they don't let you shoot more than one of those giant forest rats in a season. Other states are like, yeah, you can take one a day for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it works here since I've never gone hunting in my entire life.
It's really early in the morning to go hunting, and so I salute all the hunters out there and say the best to you. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the perspective, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for the call tonight, Stefan. Appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
If I have a pork chop, as a matter of fact, I can eat on a pig for probably a year. One person could eat on a pig for a year. So you can say meat is murder, but we have a huge garden at our place, too. My wife has to kill all kinds of slugs and beetles and all those sorts of things. It may very well be that meat is murder, but a salad is a genocide.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Whatever you want to talk about goes. It's Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. There is something you can do about it. You can, you know, take responsibility for your own health care. And rather than relying on insurance, you do still have a different option. And in this case, it's healthcare sharing from HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's a free market healthcare company, and they give you freedom from health insurance. They give you proactive health assessment daily if you'd like. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. And you can get a medical information card from Health Excellence Select that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and the price. Head over to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So, coming up, this congressperson has been shot today, apparently along with some other associates at some kind of baseball game or softball game. Daryl's got that story. We'll talk about that. But we were talking about cute animals a moment ago with Stefan in Ohio. And, you know, the question is, why are some people okay with, you know, eating a pig, but other people aren't? And is it cultural? Is it just an individual kind of decision? It's both, obviously. You know, you've got places like southern China, where I watched a very interesting Vice, one of their short documentaries. This one is called Dog Days of Yulin. And in this particular area of southern China, they had a tradition of dining on dogs. And
it's supposed to be very good.
People from other parts of the country even joke that Southerners will eat anything with legs but the dinner table. But despite becoming more prosperous in the 1990s, Yulin has maintained the unique tradition of holding a canine banquet every summer.
Let's not forget that delicacies are basically what poor people eat in a given geographic area, right? That's essentially what it comes down to. French have escargot, and it's very good, right? Like, you put enough garlic and butter on something, and I don't care what it is, it's going to be
good. That's snails, right?
Right, escargot. It's snails.
Yes.
You know, there's all kinds of things out there that are not so good.
Fish eggs.
Yep. Yeah, fish eggs, right? Like, that's a
rich weird. People pay a lot of money for fish eggs.
Yeah, well, they are good.
Never had them.
I can assure you.
Wait, really?
I have never eaten fish eggs. Never.
Huh.
Not once ever in life.
I think sometimes they put it on sushi, so I'm pretty sure I've eaten it there.
Yeah.
I don't eat sushi because sushi's got all kinds of weird things that I don't like in it.
Like what?
The weird green stuff.
Wasabi,
I don't know what it is.
Green stuff.
Wasabi?
There's that, and then the seaweed.
Seaweed.
The other
right.
weird
You don't
things.
Know what seaweed is?
He knows what it is.
Yeah. He's just trying to be Daryl about food, and it's, you know, hey. Here,
I'm really picky about my food.
I got a little hint for Daryl and everybody else out there. The refusing to eat a certain type of food is not a substitute for a personality, okay? Like, you know.
Daryl's got plenty of personality.
There's interesting things about you. What you refuse to eat isn't it.
Well, we weren't talking about what Daryl did.
No. I'm just saying, right? Like, I got a whole bunch of things I don't want to eat. Keep that on the down low, okay? That's what 7-year-olds say.
Okay, but hold on. If my eating taste were proper and refined, then I'd be like, I don't eat that stuff from McDonald's. I don't eat things that come from the freezers section. And it would be perfectly acceptable to say, I only eat the finest lobster and caviar for breakfast.
Like that
that would be perfectly acceptable.
I would say you sound like a pretentious snot, is what I would say. So that's it. I mean, I just, you know, what people choose to eat is...
But you talk about how you want to eat, you know, pigs that were slaughtered fresh in your backyard as opposed to the pigs at the grocery store. Isn't that pretentious?
Well, that I don't think that is. No.
Basically, Mark is saying my eating habits and quirks and oddities are okay, but Daryl's aren't.
Nope. I'll throw that.
That's exactly what you said.
Nope.
Just use different words, and you don't want to admit that that's what you said because you sound like an a-hole.
No, absolutely not.
He can't help himself, Daryl.
I was born that way.
He sounds like one
right,
because
so
he
I'm
is
part
one.
Of a vilified underclass, and I will thank you for leaving us a-holes alone.
Okay, so if you are in southern China, in Yulin, do you eat the dog? Do you go to the dog? I mean, the dog festival is everywhere. Do you eat the dog?
Absolutely. I'd eat a penguin burger if I was allowed to do so.
All right. I would also eat the dog. But it's, you know, obviously it's going to be hard, right? Like, you don't want to see the dog before you eat him because everybody loves dogs. And it's a difficult thing. But
I think that's one thing that, you know, an adult and meat... You should, you know, have a relationship to your food, is in my opinion on this, is you should see it.
You're a pretentious guy.
You don't want to see the cucumber before it gets turned into a pickle, because you might wind up getting connected. Do you know how you make sure you don't cry when you cut onions? Don't get emotionally attached to the onion.
So it was an interesting video because the Vice host, who, it's been like a year or two since I've seen this, but it was really, you know, really good. The Vice host sits down and she eats dog, which of course she's never done before.
What kind of dog?
I don't know. Just, you know,
they do
mutts,
have
brown
specific dogs, and they will and they get them. And they're rather young, so like, you know, the dog, like any other animal out there, is going to be better and more tender if it's younger.
Yeah, I think they grow it though to full size, and then they.
I don't know if you could say like any other animal, because there is a certain type of beef that you've got to let age. You know, like you have to let the thing mature for a really long time, because then it winds up making the meat marbleized.
I'm not 100% sure that you understand what beef aging is. So just to be clear, I could be wrong.
I don't know what it is, Tom.
So, you know, when you age beef, the beef is
dead. Slaughter.
Right? No. I'm saying they have to let the cows age before they...
So cows are usually about 18 months. A steer's usually about 18 months when you kill it, or you'll get your hamburger from dairy cows or beefers that have been cycled
fairly
out.
Fairly certain Kobe cows, they let grow for like 5 years or more.
Having never given a massage to a cow, I'm not a Kobe expert.
The animal rights activists across China and the rest of the globe have increasingly condemned the dog meat festival, calling for an immediate stop to eating man's best friend. They say the dog meat trade is illegal, unregulated, and cruel. Many claim that numerous dogs end up in cooking pots are stolen pets or diseased strays. Now, that may or may not be true, but it was interesting watching like the interviews with some of these people that are in the business of raising and slaughtering dogs for food. And they were, you know, the way they explain it, because obviously a lot of people have dogs as pets. So, like, how can you, on one hand, have a dog as a pet, but then, you know, slaughter dogs for your living? And they basically explain, well, this dog is a pet. These dogs were raised for food. Like, they were raised from day one with the intention of being slaughtered, and they don't have the same emotional attachment to them because of that. It's interesting.
I think to some degree it's, you know, work similar on some farms to where people will have, like, a goat as a pet, and then other goats that they milk for slaughter. They'll have cows for certain purposes.
Yeah, that's and while talking about the slaughterhouse industry, they say that some are diseased strays. Well, what evidence do you have that that piece of meat that you're getting in styrofoam wrapped in cellophane didn't come from a diseased cow?
Because the FDA put a certification on it.
Yeah, the FDA, having put animals through FDA slaughterhouses, they are really inefficient as
and
far as organization.
And everything that the FDA has ever recalled, the FDA had previously said was safe for human consumption.
Yeah. If a beast is diseased and you cook it and eat it, does that do something to you?
In many cases, no, and it depends on the disease and those sorts of things. Most diseases aren't going to be something that you can transfer from,
cook it out, aren't you?
Well, I have seen a chicken one time that just seemed cancerous, had all these lesions on the inside.
And you wouldn't want to eat something.
It was just
grody. Like
And we wouldn't even give it to the dog.
Yeah.
You know.
But if it looks okay, it's going to probably taste fine. You're not going to catch the disease after you pan sear it or burn it, right?
Probably not.
We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel. You're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
1, 2, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. There's a whole lot of features on our website where you can control the content, including the front page. Actually, you can submit whatever you want from the internet, different links to maybe YouTube videos or news articles, things you think we'll appreciate and that other listeners would appreciate, because other people can vote it up or vote it down, whatever it is that you submit. And you get to vote on things as well. It's a Reddit-based system, and it's totally free, just like the rest of our website, which is freetalklive.com.
I just placed another order for some audio work that I want done at Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I.com. And what Simbi is it's a marketplace. A marketplace that gives you its currency. The Simbi is what they call it. It gives you the currency. When you sign up, they give you a certain amount for signing up and a certain amount for filling out all this stuff and, you know, those kind of things. And then once you have your Simbi, you can buy, sell, and trade with other people online right there for their talents. You don't need money at Simbi in order to do business. You wouldn't believe the diversity of services that are over there at Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go to and get an account right now, Simbi.com. Take a look around. Post your services, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we were talking about the eating of nice-looking animals, right? Like our friends, the dogs, the cats of the world.
Rabbits.
Rabbits, yeah.
There are some people, you know, in this country that would just go, can't believe you're eating Thumper. Yeah. And other people are like, yeah, bring me Thumper.
It's true.
Hoss and Pfeffer.
There is a large variety of tastes out
there. There's the really rich people that eat Hassenpfeffer. It's not a bunny rabbit. It's Hassenpfeffer. And then there's the people like Conan that raise rabbits because rabbits are tasty.
They are
and prolific.
As far as animals go, chickens and rabbits, I believe this is what I've read, are the sort of the cheapest as far as time and food.
Is that right?
To turn into meat.
The right chickens will give you at least an egg a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you eat those easy enough. Heck, you know, most people that have chickens that lay eggs, they're always trying to find, please take some of my eggs. I have too many.
Yeah, like people squash plants.
So whether you want to comment on this story or coming up, we've got the congressman who's been shot. But since we're talking about animals, let's talk about the 170 Yorkshire Terriers, a story coming from 10news.com.
Right. If we were worried about efficiency in the food economy in the United States, those 170 Yorkshire Terriers would be Yorkshire burgers right now.
Yeah,
right?
You could send them off to the slaughter.
Right. The animals die all the time. They're euthanized.
Right. They're put to death because there are so many of them. Mm-hmm. People don't spay and neuter. A lot of people don't spay and neuter, so they end up with litters and litters of cats and dogs, and they have more babies after that. And then you've got the humane societies that are loaded up with more cats than they know what to do with.
It's not only that, but you also have the breeders that will, intentionally do everything they can to get little Fluffy pregnant so that little Fluffy has, puppies.
Yeah, they're getting paid.
Well, they don't necessarily always sell all of the dogs.
Right?
And then everybody that buys a dog doesn't necessarily keep the dog forever.
Sure.
So, you've got people, I think it'd be a great idea to have a little Fluffy running around the house, and then 6 months later, after Fluffy chews up a couch, you're like, yeah, you know what, I'm tired of this.
And they go to the Humane Society.
Yeah. Or just, all right, you go outside now.
Well, your dog's going to come back.
Yeah.
You're going to take it good and far if you want to get rid of a dog. Most dogs are homed. Usually it's catastrophes and that sort of thing that have a lot of dogs, out there. One of the exceptions would be...
Most dogs are homed.
Yeah, they're homed.
Okay.
Yeah. East St. Louis has a large feral dog population. The dogs have just gone wild and they're running the streets.
Mexico had a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about in the United States.
Okay.
That's an issue that we have here. But, in order to have a good dog, right? Like, we would agree there's a bell curve for dogs.
Is a good dog.
Right.
Jazzy is a studio dog, yeah.
Yeah, there are good dogs. There are intelligent dogs. There are loving dogs. There are dogs that behave well indoors.
Sure.
There are dogs that don't bark too much. And
then there's Conan's dog, or what used to be Conan's dog. It was a yappy little... I can't
like to jump and yap
on broadcast radio. And yes, at one point just ran off
and never came back.
A sad story there. So in order to have good dogs,
on your perspective, 3 years, 2 months, 14 days, 12 hours, and 14 minutes.
In order to have a good dog, you must have bad dogs. And frankly, if you want to continue to move the species forward in a certain direction, and that direction would be domestication. If you want to keep the species domesticated and keep it, working well within humans, that bottom 10% of dogs should be culled. They should not breed. Mm. And if you're going to cull them, what are you going to do with them? They might as well be
put... You might as well feed people with them.
Right. Make cat food with them. I don't care.
Yeah.
Things eat meat out there. And now cats, there's a... basically a pest problem.
There's a lot of damn cats, at least up here.
There's a lot of cats left over. They're poorly domesticated animals. Some of them are great, there's no doubt, but a lot of them, they got real problems. And, that cerebral cortex isn't as big in cats as it is in dogs. What are you going to do with all of these things? Let's not forget that they are an environmental catastrophe. They kill songbirds, by the bagful. They're just,
killing machines.
Yeah.
That's what they're for.
There was somebody actually did the math on how many things do cats kill in a year.
Okay.
And they calculated that somehow humans only see about one-third of the things that cats kill.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
And then they
outdoor
did the
cats.
Math.
We're talking about outdoor cats.
Outdoor cats. And then they did the math based on how many outdoor cats and how many things we see that they kill in a day. And it was just, this massive number of things that cats have killed in a year.
Yeah, some people have barn cats for the purpose of going after rodents in the barn and that sort of thing. We've got one for that that purpose.
Some people call them micers.
Yep, she's a good one. She has no space in her heart for a rodent. She'll kill them off very quickly.
Does she bring it to you?
No, she doesn't.
Body?
She just chews the head off and leaves it in the
yard. They only bring them to you if they think that you're not good at hunting.
Hmm. I think
they're trying to feed you.
I don't know that. Look, I think that's just people telling us things about our animals and that we eat it up because it's this stuff on the internet. I think they just don't bring some. Some will bring stuff to you. Some won't. And I don't really know. Let's also not
maybe
forget,
it's a sacrifice. You know, maybe they think you're a god because you provide me these things. So I'm offering you a sacrifice.
I believe it's a bacteria. I'm not 100% sure, but there's something in cat feces that makes humans crazy.
Crazy cat lady disease is in cat poop.
Right. It makes you make bad decisions surrounding cats.
Is this just if you smell it or if you like get it on you little bits of it or something?
You've got to scoop this stuff. I would imagine, at some point
the little bacteria becomes airborne.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it does
burrows
something
into your brain.
You need more cats so that because it can really only replicate in cats somehow.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Cats have human mind control spores in their feces. I mean, these creatures, I don't know. They're amazing things.
Huh. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Well, I wonder if that's true about Yorkshire Terriers as well, because in San Diego, according to 10news.com, a Poway couple, P-O-W-A-Y, who were arrested after more than...
I believe that's a neighborhood in San Diego.
After more than 170 Yorkshire Terrier and Yorkie mix dogs were found in filthy conditions, of course, in their home and other locations, pleaded guilty today to a pair of felony animal abuse charges. Mark Vadimo and Christine Calvert, age 72 and 62, respectively, will be placed on 3 years probation when they're sentenced July 11th. As part of their plea agreement, the defendants won't face additional custody but will have to undergo counseling, will not be allowed to own any pets, and will transfer title of a 31-foot motorhome to the Humane Society as restitution in the case. If that alone, Calvert can apply.
So this is interesting. What the Humane Society does is there's a problem. Mm-hmm. The town calls the Humane Society in. The Humane Society confiscates things of yours to sell to make money. To make it make sense that they, to sort of compensate themselves for coming out. Now, one of the problems is I had to deal with a farmer that had this situation.
170 Yorkshire Terriers?
No, that the Humane Society came in. They said that the pigs were being poorly taken care of. I went and got these pigs, and these pigs look fine. I mean, you know, they didn't have satin pillows to lay on, and they weren't getting daily shiatsu.
What do you think was really going on there? Was there a competitor farmer who had, like, snitched her out or whatever?
I think the Humane Society's just used to puppies and kittens.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here more on the Terriers in moments. Free Talk Live.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services. From web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching, Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.